Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, Sam. Show number 2 on a January 9th, 2017. Did I say 16 the previous show? I don't even know, man. I've written that on my check every time. Yes, I still write checks, but I send a lot of them online too. It's kind of a mix. Maybe my kid needs something at school, lacrosse or something like that, and I got to write a check. I write the check. I'm writing 2016. Like, dude, come on. I do it every year. Do it every year. It's a habit. What do we say about habits? Very easy to get into, very difficult to get out of, like the old bed in college with the wire springs sticking out. It feels great, doesn't it? Getting a thing almost collapses like a card table when you're in it. And it feels great, you know, where every poke, every spring is, it's sticking out. And it's in tattered shape, but man, it's comfortable to get into. Difficult to get out of. We're talking like throwing your back out, trying to get out of that bed. That's what a bad habit is, my friend. That's what a bad habit is. Got a lot going on. I haven't even touched on, I don't know, do we have enough time with this show, like this year? I've got so much to talk about that happened just this weekend in the land of Saturday, and I got to share this with you. Got my house for sale. Yes, you heard that correctly. Selling the Everyday Saturday compound that was we built in 2004. It was the first house that I've ever moved. Like, guys, look, listen to me. Can you listen to me for a second? You're talking to the dude that grew up on 9 Elm Street, Bradford, PA. The house sold for $4,000 in 1987, okay? Up until, I don't know, when I was 9 or 10, we used food stamps. Maybe even later, I don't know. I remember them very easily, though, very, very vividly, rather, the coupon booklet you got, the food stamps. Mom didn't make more than 17 grand ever in her life, and that was it. That was the height. I mean, that was her, you know, that was her, like, CEO pay for the year. So when I built this house, or I had the house built, and in 2004, it's like, damn, we're moving on up. Felt like George Jefferson, man. And now we're selling the house. You know why? I'll give you one guess. It's a documentary. It's not even really this, but The Minimalist documentary has had such a profound impact on me. By the way, it's day 15 of my vegan journey. Feeling great. Made it to the gym today. I got no sleep last night. Had to go to the gym. You know what's amazing also? When you go to the gym, when you feel like crap, like that's when you need to go to the gym the most, because I don't know why, and maybe some of you fitness experts, I know we got a lot of them that listen to the show. Why is it when I go to the gym and I'm literally dragging my ass into the gym, no sleep, why is it when I'm done, I have more energy? Like when I got there, it seems counterintuitive. Like you would think I'd be spent, which I can't move. My arms are shot. My chest hurts because I did chest and back today. But why? Like, I'm jacked up now. I should be taking a nap right now, but because I went to the gym a few hours ago, I feel great. I don't know what it's called. Hit me up, fitness men and women out there. We got a lot of them that listen to the show. Hit me up on Twitter or email me, sam@everydayisaturday.com, Twitter @SamCrowley. Why? Why do we have so much energy after a workout when we feel like crap and got no sleep the night before? It must release what? What does it release? I need to know what it releases. And there's another just testimonial. Get your butt moving when you're tired, and the last thing you want to do is get to the gym. Get to the GYM. I'm telling you, you're going to feel amazing. So ever since I saw The Minimalist, I've got my house literally like my wife's onto this now too, selling stuff. There's this Facebook page in our local area here just for like the Mason and Loveland area outside of Cincinnati where you sell items on. My wife's selling everything. Silverware, dishes, changing table for Susan that we never use. We bought, paid 110 bucks for, sold it for like 40 bucks. Double stroller. These ladies, you know, moms, these things are gold. 50 bucks. Met a lady at McDonald's Saturday morning, gave that away. And we've just been getting rid of anything that we don't use. And it's just wild to see the stuff we don't use. All the stuff I told you I sold on eBay. And it's crazy. So now the house goes. Why? Because my family, all six of us, including our little baby, all six of us spend all of our time in about three rooms of our house. I can tell you what they are. Kitchen, which goes into our great room. We don't use our dining room at all. The TV room, every now and again, we've got a separate room to TV. 1,300 square feet of finished basement with a bathroom, brand new bathroom with shower in there. Hardly ever used. I mean, it's my recording studio, but it's got one, two, three, four, almost five rooms down here. And we hardly use any of it. So we got an 1870 farmhouse here in our local community, which is what my wife has always wanted. It's her dream house. We used to live in an 1870 home, ironically enough, in Springville, New York, about 5 years ago. We moved back there so I could take care of some stuff with my rental business for about 2 years. And it's got a huge backyard, an unbelievable porch. I got to post photos on my Facebook page when we finally get the house. And it's awesome. Oh, so we sold our, well, we haven't sold. We listed our home for close to $400,000, and we're moving into a home for $175,000. Think about that. Think about that. You want to know somebody that practices what they preach, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not saying that to brag. I feel great, man. I feel great. My Bible that I read tells me not to be a slave to the lender. You feeling me? And I know I got bills with business. I got to pay for software, equipment, everything like that. But we don't need one of these McMansions, man. We don't need it. And I'm not here to tell anybody how to live their life. I'm just telling you that when I want to create momentum, and I feel passionate, and I can get people around me like my wife and kids to buy into it as well, and we're all passionate. Let me tell you, man, the momentum created in that alone is just amazing. Two or more come together, right? And it's been phenomenal to watch this. Ever since I've been teaching the Momentum Code many months ago, I've been, hopefully, you would think I would do this, right? I've been implementing what I'm teaching because that's the beauty of creating products. It doesn't matter what you do. You're an engineer. You do lawn maintenance, home improvement, whatever it is that you do. When you start walking the walk, you got to stay one trick ahead of the dog. Are you with me? And you got to make sure you better damn well know that you know what you're talking about when you're going to teach other people how to do it. And you deliver that and you can actually say, hey, I did this. I tried it. It worked. I set the intention after I saw The Minimalist. The next day, you guys know, you listen to the podcast. The next day, I said, that's it. I'm done. I watch Veducated. That's it. I'm done. And I'm not here again. You want to eat meat, man. Have a ball. For me, I'm on day 15 of the vegan diet, plant-based. I feel amazing. It's been great. It's been great for everything, for my energy level, from everything. So now that we got our house for sale, we got a price at a 30-day sales price, our realtor says, should go. There's no inventory in our town. So we just listed it literally yesterday. The sign went in the front yard. And we're off and running, cutting down half the size. Why? Not to be a martyr. I'm not out there to say, oh, I'm giving. No. It's just, look, when you go through what we went through with our baby Susan, you get hit upside the head real quick on what's important in life. Okay? When you got a child fighting for their life, and then you're saying, yeah, well, I need more carpet in my house. And then, you know, maybe we need more decoration, another lamp and anything. Bull crap. Don't need it. We don't. And I would just encourage you to do this. Okay? Take a look around at everything in your life and ask this question. What purpose does it serve? I got four shirts in my closet. I went through every one of my shirts. Now, my wife, this is where she says, draws a line, says, you're crazy. You're mentally ill. I'm not as mentally ill as you. I went through everything. Ange, my wife's name, Ange. Ange, you think, what purpose does this T-shirt serve me? She goes, I don't know. You got it at Kohl's like 4 years ago and paid $5. Yeah, but what purpose does it serve in my life? Like, what's the meaning of this gray T-shirt? She's like, I got to go. You're a moron. I mean, lighten up, Francis. Like, okay. But that's what I was doing, man. I took it to that level because I needed to know the meaning of every article of clothing in my closet. So I wiped it all out, took it all to Goodwill. Let someone else enjoy that. Some of that everyday Saturday magic rub off on. But I'm serious, man. Take a look at everything going on in your life. Do you need it? Do you really need it? Let me ask you another question, if I may, champion. You own a car, you own a home. Could you do without that? If not, it owns you. So that wasn't really a question, was it? That was more of my statement. If you can't do without it, you don't own it, it owns you. All right? We found out real quick everything that we can do without. And I'm telling you, man, in all seriousness, okay, you and me, Sammy boy to you, it's been amazing. It's just been crazy to watch everything working in our lives in unison to show us what's really important. I mean, it's just wild, man. So I want you to take a look around. What can you do without? What can you do without? And it's another kind of a minimalist podcast. This one was to kind of open your eyes one more time and say, hey, what can I do without? And could someone else use this? It's okay to sell it too, by the way. Put it on Craigslist, put it on eBay. Maybe how about finance your hustle, your side hustle, as Gary Vee talks about. Your side hustle, finance your dream a little bit. Make some part-time money on the side. It's okay to do that. You don't got to give it all away. I gave away a ton of stuff to Goodwill. You could fill a semi. And I ain't bragging. I hate talking about what I give or what I tithe at church. I never tell that. But I'm just saying in general, I'm just letting you know, if you can just imagine a huge semi truck, that's what I basically have filled up over the last few years to Goodwill. And I'm sure you do too. You're a good person. Everybody does. But what else? See, that's the stuff we didn't need, though. What about the stuff you think you need? Could you give that away? And could you bless another family? Like, say, wow, I bet there's a kid out there that could. Now, you don't need to know who it is. You just got to trust. You give that away, or you sell it super cheap on an eBay or a Craigslist. Just blow it out. Get yourself a couple bucks on the side. It's a win-win, man. You feel so much better. Feeling good, man. Starting out 2017, feeling good. I'll see you on the next show, Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.